Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great time here in Dickinson, North Dakota. These guys know how to have fun up here. Cool people. You know, it's anytime you live where the frost line is 4 feet, you gotta have a sense of humor, I would think. And I think Von Kripe would agree with that. She's the Senior Vice President of International Operations at American Bank Center here in Dickinson. She's also a co-chair of something called Destiny Dickinson. And she also co-chaired the campaign to create the Dickinson West River Community Center. So she, folks, I told you, you're meeting the leaders, the movers and shakers here in Western North Dakota, especially in the Dickinson area. And she's our new friend, Von Kripe. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
Did I pronounce your last name correctly?
Yes, you did. Except I do have to correct you. It's internal operations, not international. We're not that big.
Well, I was giving you a promotion there, Vaughn.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You know, you would think after all these years I would be able to read, wouldn't you? She's Senior Vice President of Internal Operations, ladies and gentlemen, as opposed to international, as opposed to external, only internal operations. She's a CPA by professional designation and then became a banker, didn't you?
That's correct.
You were a CPA for a while. Were you doing public accounting?
Yes, I was. That's what I started in when I graduated from Dickinson State.
I see. Back in 1989, right?
Yeah, in 80. Well, yeah, actually it was.
You graduated from Dickinson State in 89?
Well, actually in December of 90 it was.
Okay, well, that's pretty close, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That was a pretty good guess, wasn't it? So then you became a banker. How did that come about?
Well, one of my tax clients was the president of our bank and asked me if I would be interested in a career change. And after 18 months of visiting, I finally decided that for, you know, lots of different reasons, I was ready to make that move. And I've been in banking for over 10 years now and really enjoying it.
Yeah. And of course, you doing the work that you do in the internal operations of a bank, that's become a very complicated world in the last 10 years, hasn't it?
It has. When I started in banking, I started in commercial lending because that was a pretty good fit for, a smooth transition from public accounting. But about a year and a half ago, I moved into the internal operations position, and it was a whole different side of the bank that I had never been exposed to because I'd always been on the lending side. So this has been a learning experience every day, and that's what makes it fun and why you want to go to work.
I would think that your CPA background combined with your experience behind the desk, across the desk from customers, I would think those two things would make you incredibly valuable experiences for you doing the internal operations business.
That's correct. It has been excellent experiences. I'm very blessed with the opportunities I've had.
Now you're co-chair of the Destiny Dickinson program. Tell the audience what that is. Now, folks, the reason I want you to know about this is because this is the kind of thing that you can do in your community. So go ahead, Vaughn.
Okay. Well, in the year 2000, the city had a strategic plan done, and I was part of that planning process, and that group was called Creating Our Destiny. And two of the top needs that were identified out of that Creating Our Destiny study was the need for indoor recreation, and the other was expanded retail opportunities. So Destiny Dickinson spun off of that and played off that name. And we were the group that spearheaded the 0.5% sales tax and bond issue that went to a public vote. And the background on that community center is that this had been a process that had been started 30 years ago. It took 30 years for our community to say, yes, this is what we need, and we're willing to financially back that.
Wow, you guys are pretty deliberate around here, aren't you?
It doesn't happen quickly, that's for sure. But it does happen. So after the building was constructed and opened in May of 2004, Destiny Dickinson then really kind of lost its purpose because we were just kind of an ad hoc volunteer group. Well, recently then pulled out that study and said, you know, we still have those unmet needs. I had an opportunity to teach an accounting class at Dickinson State, and the comments that I was getting from my students was, we like Dickinson, even though the weather isn't so great right now, but we really don't have any shopping opportunities. That was really came through loud and clear, and I hear that from the young people in our bank, too. Mm-hmm. So about the same time that I was having these experiences with those students, Greg Sund, our city manager, attended a city conference and a League of Cities conference and came across this Buxton group located in Dallas. And the Buxton group does studies on what they call psychographics, and they help communities decide what really would be a good retail fit for your community.
Mm-hmm.
So we visited with them, and at first we're a little skeptical. And
hold on to that thought, Vaughn. We have to take a quick break. Folks, I want Vaughn to continue this because many communities out there are trying to find their way in the 21st century marketplace, and it's important for you to study who you are, where you've come from, where you want to go. And there are people out there who can help you with these things. And Vaughn's going to tell you how they did it here in Dickinson, North Dakota, right after these messages, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with you.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for continuing to listen. Those of you who are, if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here, and you're going to be glad that you did because I've got Vaughn Kripe is with us. She is Senior Vice President of Internal Operations at American Bank Center here in Dickinson, North Dakota, where I am broadcasting live from Dickinson, North Dakota. My first time in Dickinson. And delivered a keynote speech yesterday at the Strom Entrepreneurship Conference at Dickinson State University. Going to do another one later today. I'm looking forward to that. And Vaughn, that was a great event yesterday, wasn't it?
It was. It was really neat. It's wonderful to see the enthusiasm of those young people.
Had a lot of young people, about 100 and something young. Those were all college kids, I think.
That's correct.
They're all college kids, and then we had about that many adults who were, of course, the college kids are adults too, but people who were already out into their professions, business owners and community leaders and that sort of thing. So we had about 250 people there, I think, yesterday, and it was a lot of fun. Vaughn, you were talking about Destiny Dickinson. I want my audience to hear this because you guys had to decide, okay, we're not really able to... You had to come to the realization that you weren't really able to determine your own destiny from a statistical standpoint, from the standpoint of positioning Dickinson for its highest and best use in the 21st century marketplace. You needed some help, didn't you?
Well, we did in the retail sector. I believe we did. We have a lot of volunteer groups in the Dickinson area, such as Manufacturers Roundtable, that really work on enhancing our manufacturing sector, which is we're proud of course. But Destiny Dickinson, when we contracted with the Buxton Group, we were initially fairly skeptical about that because they're Dallas-based and a lot of the work that they did was in larger communities.
You thought they were a little too big city for you, huh?
Well, you know, we didn't know if what they were, the environment they were used to operating in, was a good match for our rural environment. But we did some further investigations and found out that they had actually worked with two similar communities in South Dakota, and made a few phone calls and found out that, you know, it was definitely a worthwhile experience, that some they were able to recruit some businesses because of their involvement with Buxton. So Stark Development Corporation, our development corporation in the county, offered to pay for the study, which was a fairly sizable amount, and from that they gave us matches for businesses or chain stores or restaurants that were interested in doing business in a community like Dickinson, were interested in expanding in North Dakota, and their criteria met the criteria of the shopping habits of our residents.
Mm-hmm. So they found out, let me see if I got this straight. They found out where the holes were, where the retail holes were in the Dickinson area, what was needed that wasn't being filled, and how do we attract those people? Is that what you're saying?
Well, they give us a list of businesses that are good fits for our community, and then we really have to narrow that down and say, you know, we see the gap to be sporting goods, or we see the gap to be menswear. You know, those are the things that we had to determine, and then we select 20 off of their list of businesses that we really want to put forth a great effort to recruit.
And then you called on those people?
We are just starting that process now. We've just identified our 20. We're just, you know, kind of in the infant stages of this whole process.
Right. So you're going to call these people and say, would you like to come to North Dakota, to Dickinson, and here's what we have to offer?
Well, the timing of this study is really good because there's an International Council of Shopping Centers convention in Las Vegas in May, and they have over 2 million square feet of leasing mall, and that gives us an opportunity to meet with hopefully a good number of these matches. There's a group of four of us that are going down.
So you're going to Las Vegas in May. Has everybody checked this out now, Vaughn? That sounds a little suspicious to me.
You know, and that actually worries us too. We know, what is the perception going to be? So we're paying for this with private dollars. Each of our businesses is paying it. But
I'm just teasing. Really, hey, Vaughn, I've got to wrap it up. But I heard yesterday that whatever happens in Dickinson stays in Dickinson. Is that true?
Well, I hope you're enjoying your stay in Dickinson. It really is a great community.
We're having a great time. Give us your bank's website, please.
It is www.weareamerican.com.
All right. And how about the Destiny Dickinson? Does it have a website?
We don't.
Okay. We need to get one of those.
That's true. We should.
Hey, Vaughn, thank you. I'm looking forward to seeing you again later today.
Okay. Thank you. You too.
Vaughn Kripe, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Right back with Joel Bleth. He is an exporter.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.